At what point is this just going to break our country?
Lowering the age back to 18 opens the door to more impulsive acts of violence and possibly suicide.
With the chaplain bill last year, we had issues with those who are agnostics, who are atheists.
From the fourth floor of the Capitol Rotunda, you're listening to WFSU Public Media's Capitol Report, the podcast. I'm Tom Flanagan.
Funding for Capitol Report is provided by the following. HR Florida State Council, affiliate of the Society of Human Resource Management, advocating for the workplace on behalf of 16,000 human resource professionals and 6,300 Florida employers. HR Florida State Council. More at hrflorida.org.
This is Capitol Report, the podcast. I'm Tom Flanagan. Among today's Capitol action, Governor Ron DeSantis was not at the Florida Capitol today. Actually, he was visiting Idaho and Montana to ask those states to join Florida in calling for a constitutional convention. Tristan Wood reports the governor wants amendments to implement term limits and require Congress to balance its budget.
The Florida governor held press conferences in both states.
The national debt's now at $36+ trillion. And as a proud conservative and as a proud Republican, I have no problem pointing out the truth that this is both parties in Washington that have created this mess. As much as I'd like to come up here and blame the Democrats, the fact of the matter is it's happened under both parties.
DeSantis says the national debt has ballooned because of institutional pressures in Washington, D.C. He doesn't think that will slow down anytime soon.
The budget that was just passed in the U.S. House of Representatives by the Republicans forecasts the debt to be, in the year 2035, $56 trillion. At what point is this just going to break our country?
DeSantis traveled to the two states to meet with state lawmakers. He wants them to join calls for a constitutional convention. He says so far 27 states are on board.
If Idaho and Montana join the fight, that gets us to 29. There's a couple other states that are on the precipice as well. You need 34 states to trigger Article 5, where you would actually write an amendment and then eventually send to the states for ratification.
The two changes DeSantis wants, term limits and a balanced budget, are requirements Florida's government has under its own constitution. If Idaho and Montana get on board, the governor thinks Congress may move on a constitutional amendment before a constitutional convention is even triggered.
I really believe history has shown once there's momentum behind this, Congress sees the writing on the wall. I do think they would write an amendment and send it to the states for ratification because they want to be able to control that amendment. And I think states like Idaho and Florida, if it's a good amendment, will be happy to ratify it.
If a constitutional convention is called, it would be the first time that's occurred since the Constitution was drafted in 1787. If a convention was called, sweeping changes not just limited to what DeSantis is calling for could be drafted. For anything to be added, delegates from 38 states would have to approve it. I'm Tristan Wood.
With Florida's legislative session about one-third of the way through, state Democrats are taking stock. During a news conference today, Florida House Democrats raised concerns about what's been coming out of Washington, D.C., and some bills supported by the state's Republican leadership. Adrian Andrews reports.
House Minority Leader Fentress Driscoll of Tampa held an online press conference with other House Dems about a couple of proposals coming up in the legislature this week. One Republican-backed bill would lower the state's minimum age to purchase guns from 21 to 18.
Lowering the age back to 18 opens the door to more impulsive acts of violence and possibly suicide, especially when firearms are easier to access.
Driscoll, who opposes the legislation, says the proposal would overturn gun safety measures the legislature and then Governor Rick Scott enacted in 2018 after the Marjorie Stoneman Douglas shooting. Opponents of the repeal point to the fact that the attacker was 19 years old and killed 17 people using a semi-automatic rifle. Driscoll says House Republicans should reconsider changing the law.
Stripping this law is reckless and a betrayal of this legislature's bipartisan commitment to the families who demanded action.
The House has approved similar measures in the past few years, but the effort has been stopped by the Senate. That chamber has not yet indicated whether it will take the bill up this year. Meanwhile, Driscoll is also concerned by President Donald Trump's proposal to get rid of the U.S. Department of Education. Supporters say the move gives states more control over school funding. Driscoll argues it could lead to some students having fewer opportunities.
The Department of Education specifically was created to protect low-income students, students with disabilities, and racial and ethnic minorities.
Last month, the Republican-controlled legislature passed sweeping immigration laws during a special session to enhance penalties for undocumented people living in Florida. Driscoll says more bills have been filed in recent weeks that require local governments to get involved in the state's immigration crackdown, something she believes is an abuse of power.
They clearly are political stunts. We know that our local governments are dealing with so much on their hands, that they're woefully underfunded when it comes to these mandates that the state continues to put on them.
Republicans take up over half of the seats in the House. They also have an advantage in the Senate, giving Democrats little power to block bills or put their own measures forward. The full House on Wednesday will discuss the possibility of lowering the gun buying age, among other things. I'm Adrian Andrews.
Some good news on the gasoline front. Florida gas prices have fallen 14 cents over the past week. They now average below $3 per gallon across the state. According to the AAA Auto Club, a gallon of regular unleaded gas in Florida was $2.96 on average today. That's down 12 cents in the past week and 55 cents per gallon lower than the same time last year. More than 70% of filling stations in Florida are now selling gas below $3 a gallon. AAA spokesperson Mark Jenkins says lower oil prices and stronger gasoline production numbers have led to the drop in price.
That's the lowest state average that we've seen since December 2023. Really, a lot of that is being driven by the price of crude oil. Oil price lows have sustained long enough to allow gas prices to reach this point.
The cheapest gas in Florida is being sold in the Panhandle, while the most expensive fuel in the state is found in the West Palm Beach area. Finally tonight, the state of Florida requires people convicted of domestic violence to participate in batterers' intervention programs. The programs have been in place for 30 years, but as Margie Menzel reports, lawmakers are now looking into a change that would allow those programs to include more faith-based components.
Miami Republican Senator Ana Maria Rodriguez is sponsoring the bill. She says it won't violate the First Amendment's religious freedom principles.
It addresses the root causes of violence through a holistic approach. It leverages the success of faith-based rehabilitation models in other areas. It helps to maintain core evidence-based treatment components, and it encourages community and clergy involvement in rehabilitation.
But St. Petersburg Democratic Senator Daryl Roussan has questions about that. He points to a bill that became law last year, giving school districts the option of authorizing chaplains to provide services to students. A group called the Satanic Temple said they plan to have people who were ordained in their beliefs volunteer. Here's Roussan.
With the chaplain bill last year, we had issues with those who are agnostics, who are atheists, wanting to get into the schools. How do you define faith in the context of this bill?
According to the bill analysis, right now the programs are specifically prohibited from using faith-based ideology. Rodriguez is proposing that the rule be changed to include religious material. During a recent committee hearing, Miramar Democratic Senator Barbara Sharif asked Rodriguez if lawmakers should specify language in the bill, saying the rule would apply to all faiths.
So, for example, if a person was Muslim or Jewish, or if they were Catholic and non-denominational, like, do they cater to all religious types?
This would be open to all faiths. It's not limited to one particular faith.
That's good.
Rodriguez says faith can be another pathway for people to heal.
And I just want to remind everyone that these batterer intervention programs they're state certified, but they are not state funded. So it's just an alternate option for people to have in the event that they feel that this is a pathway that will help them to their in their recovery process.
Sanford Republican Senator Jason Broder says the faith-based model is applicable to other social services.
We know that there are faith-based organizations that do wonderful jobs with our social services that actually supplement or supplant what government would be able to provide. And so whether I agree with the faith or not, I think it's a very important component to recovery, to healing, to families.
Roussan was the only senator to vote against the bill. He told Rodriguez he did so knowing he'd be able to take it up with her again in another committee of reference. I'm Margie Menzel.
Our regular Capitol Report correspondents are Adrian Andrews, Gina Jordan, Regan McCarthy, Margie Menzel, and Tristan Wood. Shows are available Monday through Thursday by 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time, wherever you get your podcasts. On many of these Florida public radio stations, you can tune in each Friday to catch the latest on all things happening at the Capitol, and that show is also available in podcast form. Technical assistance comes from Taylor Cox, and I'm Tom Flanagan. This is Capitol Report, the podcast from WFSU Public Media.
Funding for Capitol Report is provided by the following. HR Florida State Council, affiliate of the Society of Human Resource Management, advocating for the workplace on behalf of 16,000 human resource professionals and 6,300 Florida employers. HR Florida State Council. More at hrflorida.org. Capitol Report is a production of WFSU Public Media in Tallahassee.